How to deliver feedback people will thank you for. Feedback is one of the most powerful tools in our professional and personal arsenals. When delivered skillfully, it can transform performance, strengthen relationships, and accelerate growth. Yet many of us dread both giving and receiving feedback. We've all experienced poorly delivered criticism that felt like an attack rather than assistance, leaving us defensive and demoralized rather than motivated to improve. The truth is that most people don't resist feedback itself, they resist being criticized in ways that threaten their dignity and self-worth. The difference between feedback that's rejected and feedback that's embraced often comes down to how it's delivered. When done right, the recipient might actually thank you for the insight. Research shows that employees who receive regular, constructive feedback are more engaged, perform better, and report higher job satisfaction. Leaders who excel at giving feedback create environments where continuous improvement becomes part of the culture. When you communicate effectively about performance, you're not just fixing problems, you're building the foundation for a high-performing team. In this article, we'll explore the principles and practices that transform feedback from something people dread to something they genuinely appreciate and seek out. You'll learn practical strategies for delivering feedback that respects the recipient's dignity while still addressing important issues, feedback that people will actually thank you for. Why most feedback fails, and how to fix it. Before diving into what works, it's worth understanding why so much feedback falls flat. The most common mistake is what psychologists call the fundamental attribution error, our tendency to attribute others' behaviors to their character rather than to situational factors. When we frame feedback around who someone is rather than what they did, we trigger defensive responses. Poor feedback often feels like a personal attack. Comes as a surprise. Focuses exclusively on weaknesses. Offers criticism without solutions. Happens too late to be useful. Lacks specificity. When feedback goes wrong, it can severely damage trust and communication. Delivering difficult messages without destroying trust requires skill and intentionality. The good news is that with the right approach, even challenging feedback can be received as a gift. Effective feedback isn't about being nice or avoiding hard truths. Rather, it's about creating the conditions where truth can be heard without triggering defensiveness. As researcher Brené Brown points out, clear is kind. Ambiguity in feedback is actually a form of cruelty because it denies people the information they need to improve. The foundation, creating psychological safety. Before any specific feedback technique can work, you need to establish psychological safety, the shared belief that the team is safe for interpersonal risk-taking. Without it, even perfectly phrased feedback will likely fall on deaf ears. According to Harvard Business School research, psychological safety is the single most important factor in team effectiveness. Their research into effective feedback practices emphasizes that when people feel psychologically safe, they're more likely to accept and act on feedback, admit mistakes, ask questions, contribute ideas, challenge the status quo. To build this foundation of trust, consistently demonstrate that you care about their success, regularly acknowledge contributions and show genuine interest in their development. You believe in their potential, express confidence in their ability to grow and improve. Feedback is a two-way street, actively seek feedback yourself and respond non-defensively. When feedback happens within this context of mutual respect and shared goals, it's received very differently than when it comes from someone perceived as judgmental or threatening. As management experts note, receiving a simple thank you after giving feedback is often a sign that you've created this foundation of trust. The feedback formula, structure that works. While there's no one-size-fits-all approach to feedback, certain structural elements consistently lead to better outcomes. A well-constructed feedback message increases the likelihood that your input will be valued rather than rejected. The SBI, Situation Behavior Impact, framework. The Center for Creative Leadership recommends the SBI approach for feedback that's specific, objective, and actionable. Situation, describe the specific situation or context. Behavior, describe the observable behavior, what you saw or heard, not your interpretation. Impact, explain the effect of the behavior on you, others, or outcomes. For example, rather than saying you're not a team player, try, during yesterday's project meeting, situation, when you interrupted Maria three times while she was presenting her ideas, behavior, it meant we didn't get to hear her full perspective, and I noticed she stopped contributing after that, impact, dot. The SBI approach works because it focuses on specific behaviors rather than personality traits, makes no assumptions about intentions, and clearly connects actions to consequences. This helps the recipient understand exactly what to change and why it matters. The feedback sandwich, helpful or harmful? You've likely heard of the feedback sandwich, placing criticism between two layers of praise. While incredibly common, this approach has serious limitations. People quickly learn to brace for the but that follows the initial praise, which diminishes the impact of both the positive and constructive elements. A more effective approach is to separate positive and constructive feedback entirely. Experts in constructive feedback recommend being straightforward rather than packaging criticism between compliments. When you do offer positive feedback, make it specific and genuine, not a mechanical prelude to criticism. That said, beginning difficult conversations by affirming the relationship and your positive intentions can help create receptivity. The key difference is that this isn't false praise, but rather establishing the supportive context for the feedback. Timing and delivery, when and how to share feedback. Even perfectly formulated feedback can fail if delivered at the wrong time or in the wrong way. Consider these elements for feedback that lands well. Choose the right moment. Feedback is most effective when it's timely, given as close to the observed behavior as possible, while still being private and thoughtful. Expected, part of regular check-ins rather than a surprise. Private, delivered one-on-one for constructive feedback, public praise is fine. Calm, shared when both parties are emotionally regulated. Avoiding common communication mistakes includes recognizing when someone isn't in a receptive state. If the person is stressed, rushed, or emotional, consider postponing the conversation. Begin by asking if this is a good time to talk, and respect their answer. Delivery that shows respect. How you deliver feedback communicates as much as what you say. Pay attention to body language, maintain appropriate eye contact and an open posture. Tone, keep your voice calm and conversational. Framing, present feedback as information to consider, not absolute truth. Language, use I statements rather than accusatory you statements. Remember that your goal is not to prove you're right, but to share perspective that helps the other person grow. When your demeanor shows genuine care and respect, people are much more likely to absorb what you're saying. Making feedback a conversation, not a verdict. The most appreciated feedback isn't a one-way pronouncement but the beginning of a dialogue. When you approach feedback as a conversation, you acknowledge that your perspective, while valid, is incomplete. Ask questions and listen. After sharing your observations, what's your perspective on this? Is there context I might be missing? How do you see the situation? This approach recognizes that the recipient may have information you don't have. It also demonstrates humility and respect for their agency. Using thoughtful questions can help others see situations from new perspectives without feeling forced or manipulated. Co-create solutions. Rather than prescribing exactly what should change, invite the other person to participate in developing solutions. What might be a better approach next time? What support would help you in similar situations? What do you think would improve this outcome? When people help design their own path forward, they have greater commitment to following through. This collaborative approach also respects their expertise and agency in addressing the issue. Leadership experts emphasize that the best feedback processes involve mutual discovery rather than one-sided judgment. This doesn't mean avoiding hard truths, but rather exploring them together with curiosity and respect. Balancing positive and constructive feedback. While this article focuses largely on delivering constructive feedback effectively, positive feedback is equally important. Research consistently shows that high-performing teams receive roughly 5 positive comments for every constructive one. This doesn't mean manufacturing false praise to meet a quota. Rather, it means training yourself to notice and acknowledge what's working well, not just what needs improvement. Most managers are far more attuned to problems than strengths, which creates an unbalanced feedback environment. Effective positive feedback follows many of the same principles as constructive feedback. Be specific about what was done well. Explain why it matters. Connect it to larger goals and values. For example, rather than a generic great job, try, the way you handled that customer's complaint showed exceptional patience and problem solving. You turned what could have been a lost account into a loyal customer, which exemplifies our commitment to service excellence. When positive feedback is specific and meaningful, it doesn't just feel good, it provides clear guidance about what behaviors to continue and amplify. Avoiding the most common feedback pitfalls. Even with the best intentions, certain feedback approaches consistently backfire. Avoid these common traps. The character assassination. Feedback that targets who someone is rather than what they did is rarely productive. Labels like lazy, unprofessional, or difficult attack identity rather than behavior. Great communicators avoid these kinds of judgmental statements and focus instead on specific, observable actions. The vague critique. Ambiguous feedback like your presentation style needs work or your attitude could be better leaves recipients confused about what exactly needs to change. Always provide concrete examples and clear expectations. The comparison trap. Comparing one person to another, why can't you be more like Sarah? Is demotivating and often perceived as unfair. Focus on the individual's own growth and potential rather than measuring them against colleagues. The feedback dump. Saving up multiple issues for one overwhelming feedback session is counterproductive. It suggests you've been keeping score rather than genuinely trying to help, and it gives the recipient too much to process at once. Address issues as they arise whenever possible. The one-size-fits-all approach. Different people have different feedback preferences. Some appreciate directness while others need more context and cushioning. While the principles in this article apply broadly, observe how individuals respond and adjust your approach accordingly. Creating a feedback-rich culture. Beyond individual feedback conversations, consider how to create an environment where constructive input flows naturally in all directions. In organizations with healthy feedback cultures, leaders actively seek feedback from their teams. Peer feedback is normalized and appreciated. Feedback skills are explicitly taught and valued. Regular feedback mechanisms exist outside of formal reviews. People are recognized for both giving and receiving feedback well. As a leader, you set the tone by how you respond when receiving feedback yourself. If you become defensive or dismissive when others offer suggestions, you signal that feedback isn't truly welcome despite what you might say. Demonstrating openness to input, especially when it's difficult to hear, is perhaps the most powerful way to encourage a feedback-rich environment. Conclusion. At its core, skillful feedback is an act of care. It says, I'm paying attention to you. I'm invested in your success. I believe you can grow. When delivered with respect, specificity, and genuine support, feedback becomes not just acceptable but appreciated. The most powerful feedback experiences create moments of insight where the recipient gains new awareness that helps them develop. When they thank you afterward, it's not because you made them feel good in the moment, though respect and care are essential, but because you helped them see something valuable they couldn't see before. Remember that becoming skilled at delivering feedback that people appreciate is itself a growth journey. You'll make mistakes along the way. When that happens, model the behavior you're advocating, seek feedback on your feedback, receive it non-defensively, and commit to improving. With practice and patience, you can transform feedback from a dreaded obligation to a powerful tool for connection and development, the kind of feedback people will genuinely thank you for.